according to John. Sorry, according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but they doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. What a summer it has been. What an adventure we have been on together. Months and months ago, when Pastor Rory, in planning for his sabbatical, put together the grant application centered around the hero's journey, where he outlined his journey over these summer months and set forth the ideas of these adventures, the adventure of joy, the adventure of relationship, the adventure of the Spirit, this overarching idea for a period of congregational renewal. There was really no telling where this adventure might lead us. Anytime you propose an idea, anytime you apply for a grant to fund that idea, anytime you set out with a grand plan for a group of people to do, well, you never can tell just how it's going to work out. You are working with about 90% hope and 10% preparation at best. But true to his talents and skills, true to his personality, Pastor Rory put together a great plan, a solid plan, a wonderful idea, and that idea, that vision of a summer of adventure resulted in Christ the King being the recipient of a very sizable grant from the Lilly Foundation, whose funds made it possible for Pastor Rory and his family to have a much needed time of rest and study and reflection and renewal. And it made it possible for us to experience a new season of renewal of our own. We began this summer with an adventure of joy, focusing our attention on the joys of a life of faith. The joy found in laughter and surprise, the joys of adventure and play, the joy of dance and movement, the joy of giving and service, and more than anything, the joy that comes from God. And centered in that joyfulness, we entered into a new adventure in the month of July, the adventure of relationship. Reminding ourselves that through our hospitality to the stranger, our love of the neighbor, our home in community, and our relationship with God, we are created to live our lives in love together. And this month, the last month of summer, the dog days, as they say, and this certainly is one, isn't it? Whew. We have enjoyed the adventure of the Spirit, an exploration of the many and various wonderful ways that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the breath of God, shapes our lives, giving us faith, hope, childlike wonder and belonging, our very being. With the help of wonderful guest speakers and preachers with exciting new opportunities to come together and enjoy one another in fellowship, with new ways of experiencing worship in this place. We have been on an extraordinary adventure, haven't we? And this week, as we welcome Pastor Rory and Carolyn and Josie and Eden back from their adventure, as we gather together for a grand salsa party this week, right? As we reflect today on all the fun we've had so far, we also recognize that this summer of adventures, this season of renewal, is coming to an end. Just last night, as we often do, our family took a walk around the block before bedtime. And as we began our walk, we couldn't help but notice that the sky was a little darker than we'd gotten used to it being at that time of night. As we looked around from our front porch, we couldn't help but notice that our quiet little street in St. Paul was a little bit quieter than it had been these last several weeks. The energy of our block, the summertime exuberance, had faded a little bit. And just as we got to the bottom step, where our walkway meets the sidewalk, my daughter Loanna spied a little maple leaf, green at the center, a little yellow just beyond that, and the outer ring of its pointy-headed leaves as bright a red as you can imagine. A first sign of fall, if ever there was one. And, as you can imagine, Emily and I saw that leaf for exactly what it was, a sign of the end of summer. And both of us let out an audible and heavy sigh. The lush and full gardens were on their way out. The bright, sunny skies were beginning to fade. The freedom of open windows and splashing water and loud late nights and easy late mornings were coming to an end. And the cold is surely on its way. But in my daughter's eyes, in my son's imagination, here was a familiar thing, a leaf whose shape and color and size had begun to seem an almost permanent part of the landscape. Our big maple tree standing tall, reigning over our back patio and side yard, this familiar part of their world, it suddenly changed. Suddenly something that was once so familiar was now altogether new. This little leaf, no longer hanging neon green high above their heads, but now with flaming tips of red lying on the ground at their feet, right there between our walkway and the sidewalk, between our little piece of the world and the path to the greater world stretching out before them. This little leaf, a marker of change, this sign of the beginning of the familiar fading and reforming into a new adventure, the likes of which they have not yet encountered. Like my family encountering this little leaf, the disciples in our gospel text this morning encounter the Lord with mixed emotions. Like my children with awe and wonder in their hearts, the disciples come upon Jesus in Galilee, the place where his public ministry began and their work together started. And as Matthew writes, the disciples, they worshiped him. And yet, Like my wife and me, the disciples come upon Jesus in Galilee, this place of beginning and of great promise, filled with mixed emotions of reality, meeting expectations. The great triumphant Messiah King having died a criminal's death, knowing even that this would be the last time they would see Jesus, their teacher and their friend, not knowing what their future might be. As Matthew writes, these disciples, though they worshiped him, but they doubted. We hear these words today, this last paragraph of Matthew's gospel text, as we come upon another ending. Having found great pleasure and excitement during the season of renewal, having breathed deeply the sunshine-filled air of the summer, having stretched out in the luxurious forests of Arden, to use Shakespeare, we now return to court. We breathe the smell of falling leaves and watch the sunset color the sky earlier and earlier each day. We experience the awe, yes, but we also recognize an ending. But is this an ending? Sure, our grand adventures of joy and relationship and spirit are coming to a close, but is it all over? Sure, our Savior, our fearless leader has died a horrible death and is going away from us. But has it all come to an end? These final words of Matthew's gospel, these final words of Jesus to his disciples have a name, you know. Does anybody know what this passage of Matthew's gospel is called? What is it, Roger? The Great Commission. That's right. Thank you. The Great Commission. The Great Co-mission. Knowing that God breathes a new spirit into our lungs, knowing that the creative forces of God's imagination inspire us anew each day, knowing that that same spirit equips us, each of us, with our own particular set of gifts and skills, and that that same spirit brings us together, uniting each of us, combining our individual talents and gifts into one community, one church. Knowing all of these things and everything there ever was to know, Jesus stands before his disciples, his worshipful and doubtful disciples, and calls them to work. Jesus invites them into this great commission, this great co-mission, to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. This is not an ending. No, this is the beginning. The work of the body of Christ has only just begun. The work of this holy body, with different parts and different functions, different talents and different strengths, the work of this community of faith, having experienced a season of renewal, is equipped and ready to start this holy work. I need water. Sorry. Excuse me for a moment. Each Sunday during this season, we have gathered together, sung songs together, confessed our brokenness together, been fed and forgiven together. And then we have been sent out together with these words. Go in peace. You are the body of Christ. Thanks be to God. I want you to do me a favor. Take a moment. Close your eyes. Wiggle yourself, whatever you need to do. Take a moment and reflect over the adventures we have been on together this summer. Think about Pastor Derek White, the geek preacher, and his irreverent sense of humor and faith-driven sense of fun. Think about Pastor Amanda Simons and her incredible stories of the gospel-driven, life-changing work of Lutheran Social Services of Minnesota. Think about the incredible fun we had together on that boat ride on the Mississippi River. Think about those free snacks. Think about all of your friends and neighbors who have stepped up to help lead worship, to offer prayers, to preach. Think of all the incredible work and fun that we have been about this summer. And, you know, sigh if you have to. But now that you are done reflecting, take a moment with me to wonder, to imagine, to look forward. What wonders are to come? Now that we have been on these adventures together of joy, of relationship, of spirit, what work are we prepared to do now? What new avenues are opening before us? What new relationships are waiting to be formed, to be deepened and strengthened? What joys have been awakened in our hearts or the hearts of our neighbors that we are eager to explore and express in new ways? How is the Spirit calling us in new ways to be Christ the King Lutheran Church in Bloomington, Minnesota? What new and amazing opportunities are there for us to strengthen our work together as the body of Christ? The adventures we have been on together this summer have been amazing, haven't they? The possibilities that stretch out before us are endless, aren't they? Okay. Now I have one more thing for you to do. Grab a pen or a pencil. If you don't have one, ask a neighbor to borrow theirs. Look in the pews, there might be one there. Or just even make a mental note if that's what you have to do. And now turn to the last page of your bulletin. I think it's the last page. Anyway, find that subheading that says dismissal. In big capital letters. Okay? Now, where just under that where it says, go in peace, you are the body of Christ, thanks be to God. I want you to take your pen and cross out the word you and add in its place the word in big capital letters, we, W-E. And now, I'm going to say go in peace, and I want you to say the next part. You ready? Go in peace. Yeah, let's do that one more time. Go in peace. One more time. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Amen.
As the wind song through the trees, as the stirring of the breeze, so it is with the Spirit of God. As the heart made strangely warm, as the voice within the storm, so it is with the Spirit of God. Never seen, never known, where the wind has blown, bringing life, bringing power to the world. As the dancing tongues of fire, as the soul's most deep desire, so it is with the Spirit of God. As the rainbow after rain, as the hope that's born again, so it is with the Spirit of God. As the green in the spring, as a kite on a string, so it is with the Spirit of God. Making worlds that are new, making peace come true, bringing gifts, bringing love, as the rising of the yeast, as the wine at the feast, so it is with us.